can't think of any other word to describe them other than bizarre.
Tom Powell is referring to the charges against his client, Alan Crotzer. Powell is the attorney for Crotzer, a man who spent 25 years in prison for a crime he did not commit, and is now an advocate for ex-felons' rights. Now, Crotzer is back in jail for charges of attempted murder in the first degree, for allegedly firing multiple shots at another man while driving on a busy street in Tallahassee.
A shooting at 40 miles an hour on Appalachie Parkway in broad daylight on a late Sunday afternoon over a dispute over a compact disc that took place several months before. It makes no sense.
The victim of the shooting is Antoine Davis, who claims Crotzer shot at him at least 8 times, resulting in injuries to his arm and leg. He also told Tallahassee police that he had a confrontation with Crotzer over a CD Davis gave Crotzer's girlfriend a few months ago. Davis later identified Crotzer in a photo lineup, which led to Crotzer's arrest. Crotzer's lawyer, Tom Powell, found that very ironic.
Most recently, he's been focused on the problems associated with eyewitness identification and how unreliable that is in many circumstances, and how it's fraught with danger of convicting innocent people. And suddenly he is in jail based on statement and eyewitness identification from a photo lineup. It's just an inescapable irony in that.
Powell, who's known Crotzer for about a year, says these events don't seem to match the man that he's gotten to know. And Mark Schlockman agrees. He's known Crotzer for several years, while Schlockman's been the board chairman of the Innocence Project of Florida, the group that helped Crotzer get freed using DNA evidence.
And I've had an opportunity to observe him in many different kinds of settings, from his engagement with at-risk youth to he's a very articulate spokesperson. He's very impassioned about issues relating to exonerees in terms of their path to freedom, as well as what awaits them, those who are fortunate enough to be exonerated, what awaits them afterward.
He says with all the good work Crotzer has done, including as a board member of the Innocence Project of Florida, he finds it hard to believe that he would get involved in such an altercation. Schlockman helped to get Crotzer's story to lawmakers, and Crotzer soon had quite a few fans in the Florida legislature when lawmakers agreed to give him $1.25 million for his wrongful conviction in 2008. That includes Senator Arthenia Joyner, who voted in favor of Crotzer's claims bill. Given these new charges against Crotzer, the Tampa Democrat says the legislature has no way of knowing if someone they compensate for a wrongful conviction will commit a crime in the future.
I just think that this is just one of those instances where allegations of criminal activity has taken place, and he'll have to navigate through the criminal justice system. But I have no regrets about having awarded him that money, because it was awarded because of his wrongful years of incarceration in the Florida penal system.
Meanwhile, incoming Senate President Don Gates, who's only ever voted for one claims bill, says the entire claims process needs to be reformed. He was one of 5 senators who voted against the claims bill that would have compensated Crotzer for his time in prison.
My reason for not voting for Crotzer's claims bill is that I believe that the claims bill process is flawed and needs to be improved. I don't think the legislature should become a finder of fact or a kind of supernumerary judge and jury. I think that those situations ought to be few, far between, and much better organized with a greater logic to the system.
Currently, Crotzer is still in jail without bond. He's residing in the medical unit of Leon County Jail and is getting treated for chronic high blood pressure. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.